It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson in for Kate Archer Kent. As schools across the country prepare to reopen their doors for in-person learning, many districts are facing a shortage of school bus drivers, and Wisconsin is feeling the pinch. For example, according to WTMJ, Milwaukee Public Schools were down around 80 drivers for the school year this summer. And this issue is nothing new. In a survey conducted by the National Association of Pupil Transportation in 2016, 87% of school officials reported that the bus driver shortage was a major problem. Our next guests join us to talk about the issue here in Wisconsin and how school districts and families can deal with the driver shortage. And we want to hear from you. Are you a school bus driver? Do you worry about your safety? What steps are you taking to keep yourself from getting sick? And if you left the industry, let us know. Call 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Dan Cobison is the vice president of Cobison Buses, which is based in Kaukauna, Wisconsin. That's in northeast Wisconsin. Welcome to the morning show, Dan.
Thank you.
And Jennifer Peters. Thanks. Jennifer Peterson is the HR director of Student Transit, which serves the Eau Claire and Altoona region. Jennifer, thank you for joining us as well.
Oh, thank you, too. And it's actually Jennifer DeWitt's. I got married.
Oh, well, congratulations. Jennifer, we'll stick with you. The Eau Claire Area School District plans to return to full-time in-person learning this fall. Where does Student Transit stand with having enough drivers?
You know what, compared to the end of the school year last year, I think that we seem to be sitting a little bit better than some of the districts that I've heard, like just what you were saying. So far we just had our back to work meeting and we didn't get any surprises there. And so we're hoping that nothing comes up in the next couple of weeks. And we were able to hire some really good candidates over the summer. And so we're praying that everything goes great.
And Dan, Cobison Buses serves about 32 school districts in the northeastern part of the state. How is your company doing with getting bus drivers ready for the upcoming school year?
Actually, we're all over the state. We're doing okay in most of the rural areas. It's the urban areas, in particular the Madison market, that is in really dire straits. It's just a challenge to find drivers down there. We've raised rates. We've done whatever we could to find more drivers, but we're really challenged. We're in the DeForest and Sun Prairie school districts. Both those school districts are probably at least 10 drivers short. So we're really in dire straits in that region.
Now, bus driving isn't just getting students to and from, you know, their classes. You found a solution to get students to after school activities and sports, even though there is a current bus driver shortage. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're working with the school districts and asking them to get to their coaches and whomever else, their support staff, and asking them if they would be interested in driving bus. We have coaches that are now driving the bus, and they drive the bus to the event, and they're being double paid. So they're being paid to coach the game while they're at the event, and they're also being paid to drive to and from the event. It's also a good, part-time job for somebody who's just looking for a little extra work. You get paid to go to those events. So if you're a football fan or a track fan, you can drive to and from and get paid to watch the events.
We're talking to Dan Cobison. He's vice president of Cobison Buses, which is based in Kaukauna. And Jennifer DeWitts is the HR director of Student Transit, which serves the Eau Claire and Altoona region. And we are taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. Now, Jennifer, some Wisconsin school districts are hiring maintenance personnel or teachers as drivers. Who are you hiring as drivers, for these buses?
Our people actually come from all different kinds of positions. We have a lot of retirees, people that have retired police officers, firefighters, teachers, pilots, anything that you can think, any background you can think of. There's all kinds of different people down here. We get a lot of parents because this is a great job for parents because we let them bring their kids on the route with them. So that saves a ton of money in daycare. College students, it's kind of a good schedule for them to be able to plan their classes in between their routes. So for some of them, that works out real good. I guess we have a wide variety of people down here. And of course, our staff, the management team, the owners, the myself, the safety director, our student behavior liaison, training, you know, all of us drive and pretty much last year, we were all driving pretty much every day.
So. Now, when it comes to wages for these drivers, Jennifer, and I'm going to stick with you really quickly here. Student Transit pays school bus drivers a little bit more than $15, close to $16 per hour. Any chance, given that there is a shortage, that you could raise those wages to maybe make it a little bit more of an incentive for people to sign up to, you know, drive these buses for kids?
Yep. So our starting wage is $15.70, and we just raised that in March of this past year. And then our top drivers make $22 an hour. And we're kind of looking at all kinds of different options to attract people. And I think the savings in daycare is huge for like parents. You know, my daughter was one that she drove here when she had her second child, because she was looking at going back to work and not seeing hardly any of her paycheck. And so by coming here, she was able to bring the little one on the route, bring the older one to school. And she's, you know, that was a huge savings to her to be able to keep her entire paycheck. So that's kind of a bonus there too.
And Dan, I'll turn to you. Can you talk about the wages that Cobison Buses provides its drivers?
Yeah, we've gone all out this year. We've raised our wages $2 an hour, starting wage $2 an hour, and across the board, really, $2 an hour. So we start at $19 an hour and go up to $23 an hour. We also offer an annual bonus of $2,100 and a referral bonus of $500. So when a current driver refers another driver, we found that that's a really good source of new employees is referrals through our current employees. So we offer $500 for that. And as Jennifer said, you know, having those all those extra perks, it's a flexible job. It's, you can take your kids along the routes. It's, you know, we offer positions in the morning or just in the PM, either way. If that's what somebody wants to do, if they have another job, or let's say they want to golf in the afternoons and they want to just drive her out in the morning or just get out of the house in the morning, that's perfect. We'll work around that.
We are talking to Dan Cobison right now, Vice President of Cobison Buses, which serves 32 school districts in Northeast Wisconsin. And Jennifer DeWitts is the HR Director of Student Transit, which serves the Eau Claire and Altoona region. We're talking about the school bus driver shortage and taking your calls. What questions do you have about the issue? How have you or your family experienced the shortage? And if you are or were a school bus driver, we want to hear from you. Call 800-642-1234. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. We're talking about the school bus driver shortage here in Wisconsin and across the country. It's been a growing problem over the years, but has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And we want to hear from you, teachers and administrators. What does your staffing look like in terms of bus drivers? Are you searching for drivers? What's the hiring process been like during the pandemic? And parents, do your child's schools have enough bus routes? Is your school district feeling the pinch there? Call in now, 800-642-1234. Of course, you can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. We're joined by Dan Cobison and Jennifer DeWitts. They both work for school bus companies here in Wisconsin. And I want to go to one of our callers right now. We have Josh from Oak Creek. Hi, Josh.
Hi there. I just have a question. I mean, I understand that you bumped your wages and everything, but How many hours would a typical full-time driver get in a week? Because bumping the money doesn't mean anything if you don't have the hours.
Josh, thanks. Thank you so much for that call. And Dan, I'll throw it to you. What is your response?
Generally, if you have an AM and PM school bus route, it's about 25 hours. If you're lucky enough to have a noon route, you're probably in the 30 to 32 route hours. And then there's always the extracurricular stuff. So you could stay in the 30 to 30, you know, somewhere in a 30-hour range. Generally, it is a part-time position that is, you know, our challenge. And it is generally a split time period. So you have an AM and a PM piece of that, and then sometimes a noon piece. So you're in the 30-hour range.
And Josh, thank you so much for that call. Now, Jennifer, I want to turn to you. Some Wisconsin school bus drivers say that districts had a problem finding enough drivers before the pandemic. Have you seen that in the Eau Claire area?
Actually, yeah. Before the pandemic, it seemed like it was such an employees market out there. There was people could go to wherever they wanted and get jobs. There were so many jobs out there. The wages were increasing on their own due to that. And, you know, people had that that ability to job hop. So, yeah, we had seen that before the pandemic. There was just a lot of choices out there for people.
And
so we were trying to create a good work environment and attract and retain our staff. You know, just trying to think of whatever we could do to make that happen.
And Dan, did you experience that as well?
Sure. It's been a deteriorating marketplace for us for years. And as Jennifer pointed out, a lot of our folks are semi-retired folks. So I kind of attribute it a little bit to the baby boomers are kind of, I mean, we're running to the end of the baby boom generation, and there's less and less folks in that semi-retired situation. Lots of folks are staying either employed or they're becoming, you know, unemployed, or they're retiring completely. So we're losing that piece of our fundable group of people that are out there. So that numbers have been dwindling over the years. That's correct.
We're talking to Dan Cobison right now, Vice President of Cobison Buses, which is based in Kaukauna. And then we have Jennifer DeWitz with us, the HR Director of Student Transit, which serves the Eau Claire and Altoona region. And we are taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. Call in with your questions or thoughts. And if you are a school bus driver, we want to hear from you. Now, Jennifer, right now masks are optional for students and staff inside the Eau Claire area school district buildings. The CDC, however, requires masks on school buses and other forms of transportation. You know, what's the situation like if a student refuses to wear a mask on a bus, and how might that impact your drivers?
You know, we're following guidelines that are in place from the FMCSA, but I'm sure that a lot of people, you know, understand that, like the drivers as well as teachers, there's a lot of things going on in the classroom and on the bus that require the attention of the driver or the teacher too, you know, that are safety issues. And so like with our drivers, you know, they have a big responsibility out there to keep those kids safe and get them to and from school. And that's our main priority, is keeping those kids safe. And so you've got a lot of issues going on that bus in itself, and then as well as traffic around there that you're trying to navigate through and everything that you're doing. But we're right now following the guidelines from the FMCSA, and hopefully with a lot of understanding from parents and teachers and staff and children.
And Dan, I want to turn the question to you. How, since you serve a different region of the state, how is your company handling, you know, mask wearing policies?
We are basically, because again, we service so many different school districts, we don't really have a stance on it. We are allowing each school district to specify what they would like to put into place. We don't think that the FMCSA has a stance on this. The TSA has a stance on masking, and the TSA does not cover school buses. So it is a gray area, let's put it that way, because the CDC does recommend it, but it is a gray area. So We're allowing each school district to make their own decision and let us know what they would like us to do on the buses.
Jennifer, I'm going to turn back to you because, you know, part of your job is hiring school bus drivers. Certainly over the last year, we've seen a number of issues such as unemployment and all of that. How is that factoring into your outreach and ultimately hiring people? Is it causing any issues?
Yes, it actually has. You know, I mean, just here, we have a great group of people. But there has been times where we've asked people to, you know, if they could step up, maybe where we had to combine routes or do something creative. And there were times where people have said, I can't do that because that will affect my unemployment. You know, and it's hard to blame them if they're going to make $16 to $20 an hour. You know, if that just 1 hour or 2 hours of work could make them lose the additional $300 to $600 that was being given to them. And so that has been kind of a struggle. You know, we even had given out a bonus, and unfortunately that kind of backfired on us from some people too, because then that affected their unemployment, and that's kind of a struggle and has been hard to deal with, I guess.
And Dan, just since we're running a little low on time, make the case, why should people become school bus drivers?
Well, you should become a school bus driver just because you're contributing to the economy, you're contributing to the community that you're living in. You get to work with kids, which is great, but at the same time, you don't have, you know, the full responsibility of those kids. It's not like you're, you know, a teacher or anything like that, or you're there with them 8 hours a day. You get a little bit of time with them. You get to say hi in the morning, get to say goodbye in the afternoon. You know, you get to hear some of their antics. It's a blast to be on a bus. If I had a nickel for every driver that came back to me and said, hey, this is the best job I ever had, I'd be a millionaire. But it's just a great job. It's a good time to play, you know, have some time with the kids, but at the same time, drive the bus and be the
Well, Dan and Jennifer, we'll have to leave it there. Dan Kobison and Jennifer DeWitz, they both work in the school bus driver industry, and they joined us today to talk about the shortage of school bus drivers here in Wisconsin. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.